today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Whenever you set out to achieve a goal, expect distractors. Yes, that's what I said. When you plan your strategy for success, expect opposition from individuals who will try to distract you. Just because God has given you a vision for success does not mean you will not encounter obstacles along the way. Plan ahead for the distractors that will cross your path. The biggest mistake you and I can make in our pursuit of success is to ignore the possibility of people getting in our way. Because you have been predestined for success, the enemy has a plan for your failure. Yes, you have an adversary to face each day. The adversary will work through people you interact with, work with, live with, fish with, golf with, and go to church with. When you are consciously aware, you put yourself in a better position to prepare for the distractions and the distractor. In Nehemiah chapter 4, verses 1 through 3, it is written, "But it so happened when Sanballat heard that we were rebuilding the wall, that he was furious and very indignant, and mocked the Jews. And he spoke before the brethren of the army of Samaria and said, 'What are these feeble Jews doing? Will they fortify themselves? Will they offer sacrifices? Will they complete it in a day? Will they revive the stones from the heaps of rubbish, stones that are burned?' Now Tobiah the Ammonite was beside him, and he said, 'Whatever they build, if even a fox goes up on it, he will break down the stone wall.'" The backdrop to this narrative centers on Nehemiah. After hearing about the condition of the wall in Jerusalem, he prayed and was granted permission to return to Jerusalem with a mind set on rebuilding the wall. Walls around the cities during this time served as means of protection and security. The condition of the wall left Jerusalem subject to invasion by the enemies. Nehemiah had a mind to build in spite of the distractions he encountered. When he first arrived, he surveyed the city, he made plans, and he gathered his team. The distractions in your life will have a name. Nehemiah's distractor was Sanballat. Sanballat the Horonite was a leader and official in Samaria. When he found out that Nehemiah had returned with a plan to rebuild the wall, he became indignant to the point of opposing the project by attacking them with words. There are people who will talk about you, spread rumors, put you down when you decide to rebuild your life. In the face of all the things said, Nehemiah was not distracted. He continued the work. Nehemiah was determined to do what he requested of God. What about you? Will you allow people to say? What about you? Will you allow what people say to distract you from what God has given you permission to do? Rebuild your life according to God's plan in spite of the distractors. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.